After 3 months of sharp improvements, ABSA's March PMI fell to 46.9 from 50.8, the lowest reading since December. This as the business activity, new sales and inventories indices all declined due to the strong rand weighing on exports. Mialani Maluleke, who's economist at ABSA, joins us in studio now to discuss what's behind these figures and what it all means for the economy's trajectory moving forward. Mialani, thanks so much for joining us today. So as I say, we've had PMI falling back sharply in March. Business activity, new sales and inventories all having declined. The positive momentum, very, very short-lived here. Are you surprised?
Very surprised. So, you know, I'd expected that after the really good start that we've had to the year, we'd see some consolidation above that 50-point neutrality mark, but it wasn't to be in March. A very disappointing reading indeed. I think there's a couple of things to sort of point out here. One is that the monthly PMI does tend to be volatile, so from that perspective, we probably want to be cautious from reading too much from just this one print. But the second thing is that we had seen about 2 weeks ago from the quarterly manufacturing survey that we do that a big part of this confidence improvement that we're actually seeing in Q1 seems to have come more from expectations about the future rather than current conditions improving in a really big way. So maybe a part of this adjustment that we've seen in the PMI is just a downward correction to that reality.
Absolutely, because the question is, did we overshoot on sentiment and expectation before things changed fundamentally speaking from an economic perspective? Having said that, though, given the uptick we've seen in confidence and confidence levels, business and consumers alike, what are you attributing the falls that we're seeing to right now?
Yeah, so when you look at the underlying data, a couple of things sort of came out in a very strong way. So two sub-indices stand out, and that is the new sales orders index and the business activity index. For new sales orders, it would seem that a big part of it was due to domestic demand, maybe manufacturers starting to think that with the tax increases that came through in Feb, maybe domestic demand may not be as robust as they thought at the start of the year. But another part that sort of came in was that they said exports actually declined in March. So maybe that stronger rand are also beginning to play a role in weighing on overall sort of new sales. And I think it's sort of where you also see it is in the business activity index, basically reflecting those weak demand conditions.
Therein lying the vulnerability of our manufacturing sector as a whole, Mialani, when you've got a sector that relies on rand weakness for competitiveness at the end of the day.
Absolutely. I think it's a conversation that we've had before that, you probably want the rand a little bit weaker if you're a manufacturer, but your long-term competitiveness has to come from elsewhere, right? And the rand certainly isn't going to give you a big boost for a very long time, which is why we're seeing that now. Although global demand conditions are fairly strong, the fact that the rand is appreciated as much is certainly weighing on domestic exports.
Absolutely. And as you highlight, highlighting a domestic market that is still not picking up the slack from a demand perspective. And yet the purchasing price index has managed to edge slightly higher after three straight declines. Yep. What are you making of the ability for that to actually continue, though?
Yeah, look, I don't think that from a pricing perspective that there's a lot of scope for us to see much further declines here. So you remember those big drops that we've had at the start of the year was because of the fall in the fuel price. We saw oil prices edge up a little bit higher in March, and as we do know, there's some big tax increases on fuel and other excise duties that are supposed to kick in at the start of April. So those are probably going to push up costs a little bit higher in April, I would expect.
Yeah. Still, we've had employment on the rise. It's now sitting at 49.3.
Yeah.
What do you make of that movement and the ability for that to be sustained from here or not?
I was very surprised by that particular sub-index, I have to say, because what manufacturers are saying is that although activity levels are low, it would appear that there was some kind of improvement in employment. But I think the key thing to highlight here is that it's still below 50, which basically tells us that manufacturers are not hiring more people. But the improvement is encouraging. And I think if the sharp weakness that we've seen in new sales orders, the sharp weakness that we've seen in business activity proves to be short-lived, it's certainly something that we could see continue perhaps going forward.
It's interesting that you say that, because when you're looking at expected business conditions in 6 months' time, that's declined from its best level in 2001, indicating that manufacturers aren't expecting things to improve very much moving forward.
You're absolutely right. So in Feb, we shot to the highest level since 2001. I think it was pretty clear then that there was probably an overshoot. I don't interpret the decline that we've seen in March as more of an indication of confidence weakening, probably more of a correction. I think if you compare that particular index to recent history, I think it's pretty clear that there is this still a very strong sense of optimism within the manufacturing sector. And I think that lack of confidence is something that we've been without in South Africa for quite some time. So if that remains, it's certainly something that is positive for the sector going forward.
So what's your outlook as far as the country's manufacturing sector is concerned for the rest of 2018?
Yeah, look, I think when you look at mining activity, which is of course a very sort of strong demand factor for manufacturing in South Africa, you look at the global environment, I think all of those factors are still quite supportive. I'm inclined to take the March reading or the PMI as something as a bit of a blip. I wouldn't be surprised to see an upward correction going forward, and I'm still positive about growth for this year.
Well, let's leave it there, Mialani. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Mialani Maluleke is economist at Absa.